every company in the world.
One of the biggest things has been sort of a viral marketing strategy.
About a 2%
carbon agenda.
Oh, the business. It's going to be very significant indeed.
7 days with Business Cornwall.
Welcome to this week's 7 days. In a moment, Matthew Clark will be speaking to Simon Tregoning of the Local Enterprise Partnership, but first a roundup of the news headlines.
Cornwall Council is getting down to the serious task of appointing a new chief executive and has selected a 9-strong panel to lead the process. Paul Masters has been in interim charge since February, following the resignation of Kevin Lavery to take up a similar post with Wellington City Council in New Zealand. Watson Marlow has been named the PricewaterhouseCoopers West of England Business of the Year. The awards scheme acknowledges various aspects of business achievements such as financial performance and service innovation. The company, which employs 230 people at its Falmouth base, is a world leader in the design and manufacture of specialist pumps and tubing. The shortlist for the British Travel Awards has been unveiled, with Cornwall in the running to be voted as the country's favourite domestic travel destination for the 5th year running. And you can do your bit to ensure Cornwall retains its crown by casting your vote for the Duchy at voteforcornwall.com. And finally, online applications are now being welcomed for the 2013 Cornwall Sustainability Awards. Go to the website cornwallsustainabilityawards.org to find out more. The closing date for entries is Sunday, October the 6th.
7 days with Business Cornwall.
So on 7 days this week, we're bringing you an update on how things are going and looking forward to a new tranche of European money. Now, the LEP is looking at the issues surrounding that, the opportunities and the challenges. And we've got Simon Tregoning, who's on the LEP with me now. Simon, I mean, what are the issues, challenges and opportunities that are facing us with this money?
My responsibility, we've divided ourselves up on the board, and one of the strand I have taken as one I want to specialise in is the business growth strand. So it's about encouraging businesses to grow in Cornwall to the benefit of the Cornish community. So it's jobs, it's turnover, it's, you know, how do we unlock the potential within the Cornish business community. Obviously European money is great. We've got a very strong business support sector created by previous tranches. There's another tranche coming. I think we've got to be in the mindset that this is the last one. We've got to get ourselves over the 75% threshold. So actually one of the challenges in this is to use that money to create a sustainable environment thereafter. So I think the concept of free money, it can no longer hold truck. It's got to be about, well, what do we create now using that money that's going to hold us in good stead running into the future? So that's the way we're thinking.
So you've got to find the right sort of projects to achieve this. What do you imagine the criteria will look like, or is it too early to say?
The opportunity here is that Europe and national government are both lined up saying, we want you guys to decide. That's the central tenet of a local enterprise partnership, is that we decide our priorities at a local level and are able to implement those priorities at a local level. So for the money to come down to us unencumbered would be a huge benefit. We can then decide how it should be allocated locally, and we don't get some of the measures, the targets that don't necessarily suit the locality that have created in the past some slightly dysfunctional behaviour. We can actually say, for here, we need to do these things, get those ducks lined up, and then see how you use the money to make those things happen in a sustainable fashion that will last after the money has dried up.
Okay. I mean, one of the elephants in the room is transport, isn't it?
Absolutely. I'm thinking of a more holistic policy. We've got to look at the business community as a whole. Transport is one issue. Transport is an issue that every segment of the business community will have an issue on. My business is in tourism. We definitely have an issue with transport. Someone who's an exporter will have an issue on transport. Someone who depends on the airport will have an issue on transport. So actually, you can't pull transport out and say, oh, we're just going to deal with that problem. It's a theme that runs through all sorts of businesses in all sorts of different ways. And I think the art is for us is to listen to the business community, take all the information that we're given from the horse's mouth and then turn that into real actions that respond to those problems. Rather than siloing it too much to make it easier for us to digest, we've got to take a complicated world, accept that it's complicated, and make the most sense of it we can.
Okay, Simon, we'll follow this in the coming weeks as well. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Matthew.
7 days.
Now let's have a look at what's coming up over the next 7 days with Nick Herrier.
Yeah, thank you very much, Matthew. Cornwall College Business is hosting a new half-day sales and marketing conference at the Truro Business Space on Monday, July 15. The free-to-attend Squeeze event will feature a number of industry speakers presenting on a variety of contemporary topics. And if you fancy a spot of summer strawberries and sparkling wine with your business networking, then get along next Friday, July 19th, to the Hall for Cornwall Networks Club. Richard Hainsworth will be on hand to give networkers a few tips to brush up on their public speaking skills, while there'll also be a poetry reading from Angela Stoner, winner of the HFC Poetry Out Loud competition. For more details on these events, as usual, go to our website, businesscornwall.co.uk.
And there'll be more from the 7 Days newsroom in 7 days' time.
7 days. 7 days. With Business Cornwall.